This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A 15 and 17-year-old will face a Sunshine Coast Children's Court today, charged with the murder of a Queensland businessman. Police have charged the pair with the murder of Zdravko Bilic, a skincare entrepreneur who was stabbed to death outside his home. A neighbour found the 57-year-old's body on Monday, with police alleging a disturbance led to his being stabbed twice. The Prime Minister is finishing his tour of China with a decided push toward soft diplomacy. This morning, Anthony Albanese became the first Australian leader since Bob Hawke to visit the giant panda research base in Chengdu in the Sichuan province. Zoo staff shared information about the animals with the Prime Minister and his fiancée, Jodie Hayden, who is travelling with him.
Pandas are very clever, and when the hot weather comes and before the sun comes, they come there and then they gradually move down to the right environment, right temperature.
Yeah, very sensible.
The Syrian Health Ministry has reported at least three people were killed and dozens injured in an attack on the capital, Damascus, overnight. United Nations spokesman for the Secretary-General, Stefan Dujarric, voiced his concerns.
We've seen these ceasefires be announced and then being ignored. It is important that the fighting stops. It is important that all Syrians, regardless of their nationality, their confession, or any other criteria, feel safe and feel protected by their government. That's why we've taken note of the announcement from the presidency about an investigation. Well, obviously, we want to see the results of that investigation and we want to see accountability.
US Secretary of State Marco Rubio posted on social media that the Israeli strike represented a misunderstanding and that within hours, a truce could be reached. The family of Peter Falconio, who was killed in the Australian outback, has released a statement after their son's killer died without revealing the location of his body. The Falconio family wrote that a weight had been lifted. While they say they will not let him ruin their lives, more and will focus on their remaining children, they hold out hope Peter's remains will be found. Peter was killed and his partner Joanna Lees was kidnapped in the Northern Territory 24 years ago. Northern Territory police say they are still committed to finding Peter. To sport and in golf, the 153rd British Open tees off at Royal Potrush in Ireland today, with England's Justin Rose making a 23rd bid to win. Rose has been joint runner-up twice after his debut as a teenager in 1998. Also in the mix is American JJ Spawn, who has leapt to number 8 in official world golf rankings. Australian Wu Min Lee will tee off tonight at 11:30 p.m. And that's SBS News in Easy English.